Well, recently we learned that the Asian longhorned tick has been detected in South Carolina. I'm Mike Davis, and I'm talking with Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers to get the latest. What do we know so far, Commissioner?
Well, we know that over in York County, the agencies working to monitor their presence found them infesting a pasture at a beef farm over that way. So really, today is just about getting the word out for livestock owners and others to be on the lookout for them. And just a little bit that we know about it. This is the first time that I'm aware we've had them in the state. But they are a menacing little creature, so we want to get the word out.
And I understand this invasive species is not native or common to the U.S., but it's starting to make a bigger presence.
That is correct, and that's why, you know, the earlier we can intercept them, do something to eradicate them, the better we'll be, because the more you know about them, the know that they can be, as I said, just harmful to livestock. They'll have an impact on human health, animals, pets, you name it. So that's the point for us working with DHEC and USC School of Health, Clemson, and others to get the word out.
Can this species of tick spread quickly?
Yeah, that's the point. It can, and that's why people need to just be a little more vigilant with the information we're giving them and is coming out from these other agencies as well, to be aware of it and be on the lookout. You know, it's almost one of those things, if you see something, say something, or, you know, down home we might say, if you see something, shoot something. It might be hard to shoot these little creatures, so we definitely want to just work with the experts who are guiding our thoughts and observations on this, and communication is going to be vital.
Now, you mentioned they've been found in York County. Do we have any idea at this point how widespread the infestation is?
I do not. This is all, I'm going to assume it is on the one location. Otherwise, I think we would have been told something to the contrary. So one cattle farm in York County so far, and the quicker that we can take action on it, hopefully can limit it to that infestation, that one infestation.
What should people be doing right now? If number one, is there any way to prevent this tick? And number two, if they do find it, what should they do?
Well, the first thing to do is get information, and probably from sources much better able to answer that question than I am. So people should go to scdhec.gov/ticks, T-I-C-K-S. And from that, they could learn the answers to those questions. Right now, the main thing is that they spot one, report it, so that the experts can take action on them, so we can prevent any further spread.
We've got a picture of what both the adult female and also the nymph version of this tick looks like at sfntoday.com, and we also have the link to that DHEC office as well on our website. Is there anything you'd like to add, Commissioner?
No, just that sometimes, you know, we feel like it's our job just to get information out there and then turn it over to experts, but also we need everybody to be vigilant and help extend the efforts that we make.
Be on the lookout for the Asian longhorned tick in South Carolina. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.